Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The Grain and Forage Center of Excellence is already helping attract a new class of researchers to the University of Kentucky College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment. Center Director Dr. Chad Lee says one of the reasons is the excitement the new facility is generating with farmers and agribusiness.
We never would have been this far along without the partnerships with our farmer organizations, with Kentucky Farm Bureau. Farm Credit Mid-America was very early on a supporter of this as well. But we never would have been where we were without the support of those farmers around the state that really talked to the local politicians, talked to politicians in Frankfort, and helped us make this happen. I think they deserve a lot of credit for where we are currently.
Dr. Lee says people are already seeing some new researchers at the Research and Education Center in Princeton.
Some of our new staff, off the top of my head, are Chris Teutsch in forages, Carl Bradley in plant pathology, Raul Villanueva in entomology, Kirsten Wise in plant pathology, Travis Leglider, a new weed scientist.
He notes the addition of Carl Bradley and Kirsten Wise is a real plus for Kentucky farmers.
Getting both of them together here, I think we've got the best team of applied plant pathologists in row crops in the country. Mm-hmm. And by that I mean for corn, soybeans, small grains. I think we've got the best team. And I think we're building the best team for all of corn, soybean, and wheat in terms of the total package of team. I think we're building one of the best teams in the country that way as well.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent. It's really good. Where did the pork come from?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Ragland family from LaRue County, Kentucky. We have farmed on Shady Rest Farm since 1925. We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Whether it's at your local market or your favorite restaurant, we provide the best quality pork for our consumers. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky,
feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Not only is the Grain and Forage Center of Excellence attracting a new class of specialists, it's also giving more students a chance to work in Princeton.
When we first started talking about this whole concept, we had about two students that would be at Princeton during the summer. This year we had 29 graduate and undergraduate together. We're bringing in a lot of undergrad students to do internships during the summer to help with some of the work. A lot of new graduate students that are going to spend more time at Princeton doing field work. Applied work that's relevant for growers.
Dr. Lee says he expects that trend to continue once the center is complete next summer.
We weren't expecting to have this fast of an increase in students. We're excited about it. We're glad it's happened. We do expect to have a few more students than that when the dust settles.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.